side.
Yeah.
And then the electoral commissioner on one side. And I saw a candidate, Mahama, who was in very pensive mood,
mm-hmm.
even when the results was called.
Yeah.
Yes, observation. Yeah. The weight of the demand that this decisive
victory
has
if
there is any person that I don't envy in this country now, it's a John Dramani Mahama. But I take consolation in the fact that you could see, sir, this is somebody whose passion and desire to see Ghana reset and moving Ghana to where we are now knows no bound. When was our culture suffer? Culture suffer, sir. Opportunity here when you know, and you're depending on the opportunity coming back, becoming a president, going and then getting the mandate of the people again, and yet a rare opportunity. Yeah. No, no, the mandate, no, it is even more profound because of the magnitude of the victory.
Of victory, no,
for them. Yeah, so for say, led by. Nyame chairman, Apostle Eric, and Reverend Gordon Kisset, Reverend Apostle Amina, Apostolic, and Assemblies of God, friends, superintendent,
Steve Wengam,
Christ Apostolic, all of them were there. Reverend Anyanibodu, third generation, and I say, what he wants to leave to Ghana, a legacy. He knows he has 4 years. So I have 4 years. So the only thing about me, I am a Ghana, and they say, Obe build a stronger Ghana, no other legacy. I bet my younger generation, and
you have to
take you off. I take you off Nagana. And you could see somebody who knows, sir, his job is well cut out for him. Again, let me also put this on record, sir. I've never seen NDC very prepared for the governance phase
than this time. Sir,
I can assure you, the kind of preparation, the kind of policy reviews, the kind of assemblage of high quality human capacity who was at the disposal of President John Dramani Mahama and the NDC, and the kind of work that they put in. So I'll hear a manifesto now. This manifesto was a manifesto that took a long time. It was built upon the People's Manifesto.
People's Manifesto 2020, you know.
But it went through review upon review upon review, and then to look at actionable plans, what is achievable, what is not achievable. I mean, subject ourselves to a lot of intellectual rigor, discussion to know, you know, many, many, I can say. This manifesto is a workable manifesto. Out of that manifesto, no, I've extracted what he wants to achieve in the first 120
days.
And then the policy priorities. Oh, person, what you need to do now? Ain't he? Mother Ghana for us. Now, Maka said, it's our victory, you know. There is a certain hand of God in this victory.
Victory way?
Yes. The God factor. You cannot discount the God factor in this NDC victory, because MP forces are older for Nanya Mia Uma.
Yeah, yeah.
But the people say, MPP forces are Mia Uma. I met me, I can say, Eberne, I came on my for Roman Nai, become Nanyam. But
my pony of food, Yamian,
my pa, it be any preparation. You see, Namdebia me was simply say, when preparation meets opportunity, there is always success. And if you prepare where an opportunity comes up, then you are in for success. And John Mahama Nankasano is a historian, but he's not writing the history. People are writing the history.
The history.
For him. Eddie Kaino, the first president, the first person, or a vice president, or Kwe Juma Nopa as vice president, or Ben Yumri as a president. But somebody will be here. You talk about here now, Olusu by a whooping 1 million votes, and people wrote him off.